Welcome, Janice, to Healing the Earth Radio here in Guelph, Ontario.
Many people here, just to begin with, many people here haven't really heard of Squelquelquelt or Sun Peaks Resort, and they certainly haven't heard of your resistance. So I was wondering if you can please tell us what Sun Peaks has been trying to do and how you've been responding.
Okay, sure. Well, Sun Peaks is a ski resort located in our traditional territory. The nearest city is Kamloops, B.C., and it was a relatively small resort until it was purchased by a Japanese developer and who lives in Japan, and since then he's proceeded to undertake this massive expansion project, which they want like five skiable mountains in a resort town, basically an all-round, all-year-round resort. So people coming there would be going out to all of our outlying areas, and also development of condominiums, housing complexes. Basically, it's a land grab more than a ski resort that the developer bought the land fairly cheap, and then they subdivide them, and then they sell them to mostly foreign buyers, not really local people from Kamloops. Anyway, all of that is having a major effect on our traditional areas because we were traditionally hunters and gatherers, and we still, to a large extent, depend on hunting moose, deer, wild berries, medicines, all of the things we gather from the land. And our community is located quite close to this resort, and it's having a big impact, a negative impact on our people's ability to use the land the way we do, like gathering our food, our medicines, our hunting. And a lot of our people, there's a really high unemployment rate, over 95%, I'd say, of people who don't have any a lot of income to buy the foods from grocery stores. So we depend a lot on gathering our traditional food, like getting moose and deer in the fall that will last us a whole year until it's a hunting time again, and the same with the berries and the medicine.
Mm-hmm. And what's the situation like with Sun Peaks right now? Like, they're trying to keep expanding?
Yeah, we've the last incident was in the September of just this past year, 2004, where three of our men, we had a place set up at the edge of the golf course, again, to assert our ownership to the land and to oppose the development, to inform people, visitors, of our opposition to the development and of the unceded land issue, because in British Columbia, basically all the land is unceded and unsurrendered. We've never sold our land. We've never signed treaties, so we maintain that we still own our lands, and that the people developing and the government are the trespassers, and until they deal with us in an honorable way and we make some kind of agreement, you know, we still own all of our traditional lands.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that's what we had, a number of places set up over the years since the year 2000, and the latest incident was when three people were arrested in September of 2004, but the charges were subsequently dropped. But another one that just came up is five of our youth are in prison right now for a roadblock that they had in the summer of 2001, I believe it was. And what happened is initially they were found guilty, so we appealed it. They're found guilty again, so we appealed it. And then, after the second time they're found guilty, we didn't appeal it, but they were sentenced. We appealed the sentence, and we lost that. So now that they're serving time in jail for their participation in a roadblock, and basically, again, that was a way of demonstrating their opposition to this ongoing development at the ski resort.
Mm-hmm. So basically, they'll do whatever they can to use the RCMP
Pardon?
In the court. So basically, they'll do whatever they can to use the RCMP in court to prevent you.
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of actions are going on right now?
Well, right now we're just we're still contacting a lot of people. We have a huge support network, like basically all over the world, and doing campaigns to inform people of the visitors and buyers to the resort, you know, that that's unceded land, and that all of this destruction that's happening, not to our way of life and to the environment in that area,
mm-hmm.
and encouraging people not to boycott the resort, to not ski there, not buy property there. And also we still have plans to move back out on the land out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What kind of environmental impacts have you seen personally?
Well, like with the the clear cutting, you know, for making, like, it's a pristine alpine area, right? So just the housing development, the amount of sewage being pumped, you know, being put into the system, the amount of water used for snowmaking, like watering lawns and the hotels and the chemicals that they use and the ski development, and just, I guess, destroying the habitat of the animals and the plants in that area.
Yeah, what can people do to help you out?
Well, people can, we can always use help, like writing letters of support or for us to the provincial government, the premier of the province, the prime minister, the Japanese owner of the resort. Fundraising is always a big thing. We need supplies for the places we set up. We need legal defense funds. We need, like, sometimes travel expenses when people ask us to do presentations at various places. So all of that kind of support, we can really, even if people want to come and visit and help us build and do things like that, we would really appreciate that too.
And do you have some contact info? Or?
We have a website, www.squilquequilt.net.
Okay.
And I'll spell that, SKWELKWELT. I hope I got that right.
Yeah, squilquequilt.net.
And my email is jrbilly, B-I-L-L-Y, at mail, M-A-I-L, dot OCIS, O-C-I-S, dot net.
Okay.
So people can contact me by email for any way they can support us.
Yeah.
And I guess we would appreciate other people, you know, just sharing our information with others too, or we have speakers who could come out and speak about the issue.
We're pretty far apart from each other here, but there's a lot going on with Indigenous issues here.
Yeah, well, we did
have
speakers go too. I think they did a tour of five universities, an elder and a youth, a couple of years ago in Quebec.
And what's
But again, we require the funds because, like I said, a lot of our people are unemployed, and it's just really hard to do things without the funds.
Yeah. So what's your plan now, like, for your community? What do you plan to do if the BC government continues to allow Sun Peaks to expand?
Well, that's still part of the ongoing strategy that we have, like, looking at legal issues, political issues, direct action strategies. It's just always strategizing, you know, with various people that we work with. Oh, that's another way we could really use help is pro bono legal advice, legal help. If anyone has that, we could use help like that.
I see, I see. And so what's the, what is Sun Peaks like right now? Like, what is the current status as far as, like, what they have built up already?
Well, yeah, it's huge. Like, there's this ongoing condominium development, expansion of a golf course, expansion of another ski hill. So, you know, clear cutting the mountains to put these ski hills there. Developing the golf course into a mountain area where they're cutting all the trees and then putting a golf course there. And the ongoing housing residential development.
And you basically have nowhere to go then.
Pardon?
So you basically are left with nowhere to go or eat?
Well, yeah, there are other places, but that was one of our most important places that our people always went to and still did until, you know, the area. And I guess the big issue is the creation of a year-round resort where it's not just a ski resort, but people going there all year round. And going to all the outlying areas.
I see, I see. And how does how is this part of the BC government's Olympic appeal or Olympic approach? Like, they're trying to get the Olympics into Vancouver, I guess.
Is this the Olympic plan?
Yeah.
Well, I think they want. I think they plan on using it as one of the training sites for skiing, and also just informing, I guess, visitors that come from around the world, marketing the land there to visitors, you know, that come from around the world.
I see, I see. I know there's been a lot of destruction in the wake of the BC government's trying to get the Olympics there.
Yes, there has.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Janice, thanks a lot. I just wanted to talk to you briefly to get the information out there.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And I appreciate you. Yeah, good luck with everything.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, goodbye, Janice.
All right, so